Hi, welcome back to For the Win. It has been a hot second
since we really has, yeah.
But you know, it's, you know, what hit us was a world pandemic.
True.
And a wake up call to literally everyone.
Yeah, right. It's not our fault.
So, well, and also me, Emily is talking. I launched my second season of my podcast, which is more regular than this one.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening. So we were releasing these on Friday. It's now going to be a different day. TBD. We're pretty laid back. It don't matter.
Yeah. I think that's why we were so late to the game with this one, this episode, because we're so chill that we forgot about doing another episode.
It's pretty well. Okay, first of all, the two of us have gone through some like major life things, so everything needed to be on like personally and globally. And then, also today's topic, we're going to talk about how we're coping with mental health, and that is pretty, I would say, relevant considering you haven't heard from either of us.
Yeah, it's kind of like a quick checkup too, this episode.
How we doing? How's the team doing? What are we doing?
What are we up to? How are we feeling?
Yeah, we've alluded to mental health stuff before.
Yeah,
but this one is just like fully, we're fully embracing it.
Yeah. I mean, we both honestly felt that this was like an appropriate time. We didn't really want to like touch base on the mental health too soon with the pandemic because obviously that was like a fresh wound for everyone. But
yeah.
I know. I realized that was really evil. That was so terrible. But we here, we were ready to discuss our mental health practices, because we also, I think it's interesting that we both have different views of how we handle it.
Yeah, well, also, I think it's important to bring up that mental health, at least, like, in my immediate family, it's not a thing that's spoken about, really. I was the first person in the family to really speak about it, and even now it's a little taboo. And I think our family at large, it's a little taboo.
Yeah, agreed.
And at least I didn't, like, I didn't even experience somebody talking to me about it until I came home from England. And basically, your mom and our Aunt Kiki was like, we need to just openly talk about this because clearly you're not okay.
Yeah. My mom has, like, a sixth sense for that stuff.
She does, yeah.
It's weird. So, it's her superpower, I swear.
It is. It really is.
Yeah, so like not really comfortable talking. Like your immediate family wasn't really comfortable, but like my immediate family, it's kind of like an open conversation that's always welcome.
Yeah, it is.
So like kind of polar opposite of the spectrum there, but I dig it.
Exactly. Well, here I am. I mean, there are very few topics that are not taboo in my immediate family. However, like me and my siblings talk about it more. Well, let me amend that. Bennett and I talk about it.
Correction.
Our brother who might still be in the bathtub after all this time.
He's too busy in the bathtub.
Oh my god. Oh,
he's never going to live that down.
No, he skipped out.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think somewhere we can start is right now, I'm rolling my eyes, you can't see me, like corporate America is just trying to sell us on how to like help your mental health.
Yeah.
And some of it's helpful, some of it's not at all. And if we're being sold wellness, it's not going to help us. And so I think it's good to share what we actually do. Like, you know, how are we actually dealing with this? What?
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. And like, I personally feel that like mental health is like, it's weird. Like for me personally, like every day I usually like just check up on myself. Like, even though like corporate America is being like, oh my gosh, like it's so big and everyone needs to like take a stress day to yourself and blah, blah, blah. Like, I just feel like naturally we all kind of do it without really realizing it. I don't know. For me personally, like, that's just how I am. I've also feel like I've trained myself like a dog. Like, if there's like a red flag or something, like, I just immediately am like going through like steps A through C of how I handle it.
Well, that's also like, that's more in our culture now. Like, in high school, yeah. I did not take care of myself like that at all.
No, I feel like when we were in high school, everyone was like, no one cares about mental health. It was not such a big deal in high school or even like college. Like, I feel like my freshman year of college, like, it wasn't even like, you know, like everyone posts about now, like Mental Awareness Day and like mental, you know, like mental health awareness and like all this stuff. And I was like, that was not a thing when I was like in college. Like, everyone was like, oh, you're stressed. That's normal. That means you're going through college.
Yeah. Well, and that's what's crazy is I was dealing with a very severe case of depression, and it was still taboo, even around friends. Like, this is so recent that people have been able to start talking about it. And yeah. I feel like it's because our generation of people, the millennials, I mean, everybody has been talking about this in terms of the pandemic, but
right.
Our generation has gone through like a lot of global trauma more than most generations, specifically in the United States, because like we've never seen economic stability from the country. We've always carried fear of like massacres, shootings. I say terrorism, but like that's not an it like. That's complicated. That's not really what I mean, but like 9/11, we've lived through so many huge anxiety and like culturally anxiety inducing things that I think we're at a point where we have to talk about it. Like, it's our generation that's changing that.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say, is like, there's so much on our shoulders that our generation is like, no, wait, like, it's okay to express different things, or like, it's okay to change how society thinks about certain things, and like, it's okay to not be okay. I've seen that so many times ever since the pandemic, and it's like, I don't know, I just feel like that resonates so much, that like our generation is really spreading, like, it's okay to not be okay. Like, the world's falling apart, yeah, that's fine. Like, accept it. Like,
exactly.
Yeah,
it's not changing, so the sooner we accept it,
exactly, the easier it will be to live.
For real.
Oh my god, Hakuna Matata. Honestly, that was a goal of mine. To be honest, I really was going to be like, I'm going to try to get Hakuna Matata into this episode. Right?
I learned today that in 2012, Zac Efron got a tattoo that says YOLO on his hand. And I feel like that's the mood.
I don't know why, but the minute you said that, I just thought of like, I don't know if you've ever seen We're the Millers, but the one kid that gets like no regrets. That's what popped in my head. No regrets. YOLO.
Not a single letter.
Oh my gosh.
Well, shall we say what we're doing? Well, okay, maybe.
I mean, like, we can start off like our different views. So, I mean, like, we both have a similar, like, what do I want to say? Like, I, like a way to process things. Like I know, like I'm pretty sure you do, unless I'm just assuming this, is like we both like to journal a lot. So like if there's ever like a stressful situation, or like I do it especially before bed, like if I have anything on my mind that like is just constantly running through my mind, I will like physically write it down. I do sometimes do it on my laptop if I want to just like almost like word vomit. Then like I'll just type it because I'm a faster typer. But yeah, no, we both really like to journal and get a lot of stuff out, which I always find like for me personally, I mean, like an M, you can add to this, like whenever I journal it, it's almost like the minute those words are on that paper, my mind is so much more clear. And
yeah,
like my focus and like whatever that situation is, if it's on that piece of paper, it's almost like I can sleep calmly because I let all that stress or anxiety, and again, like that whole situation is on that piece of paper, and I can like close my binder and be done and just go to bed. I mean, yeah. What's your thoughts on like journaling?
Yeah, I do it. I don't do it every day, even though I should. I did this like artist self retreat thing a few years ago and I took a strategy from that, which is basically waking up every morning and writing at least 3 pages, no matter what it says. Could just be
meditation.
Blah 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 blah. So occasionally I'll do that. I did it this morning actually, and that's really helpful because when I wake up, I have like usually what happens is I have a to-do list, I prioritize, I like calculate things, and then I'll actually get to my emotions. So it takes like multiple layers of to get to that. However, I'm like despite the global pandemic and extreme awareness to racial injustice, mentally I'm doing like actually really okay. I think I'm holding it really well and like in a really healthy way, and so I'm able to journal more efficiently. But if I was in a place like I was a year ago, which was like Emily can't get off the ground for 3 days, then it would be like I'd put like life isn't worth it in a journal, and that's the furthest I would get. And so it is helpful. I do it in the mornings though, because it's like kind of like a clean slate thing, similar to like when you go to bed, so I can just like move on with the rest of my day.
True. I honestly might start adding like the morning. I mean, like, but you also know that I, fun fact, passed my senior year of college, my business school, on doing a research project on yoga and meditation. True story. Legit passed my one business class. Actually, my two classes, because I literally used it maybe 3 times, to be quite honest, because it was so good. And I was like so into it that like every time I presented, I was just like beyond pumped. So I swear they were just like, yeah, she's so enthusiastic, like business world, 100%. And so I did a research project years ago on yoga and meditation and what it does to your brain. And M knows this, like I meditate like crazy. I meditate every night. So like I'll usually journal, and then I usually will meditate for about 10 minutes and then I'm usually like out. I also like meditate throughout the day. Like I have an Apple Watch, and if you have a smartwatch, you know, like you can get like a breathing app, and all it takes is like 5 minutes. And like I constantly throughout the day, like if I ever get super stressed, I will like run to the bathroom and just like sit in there for 5 minutes and just like focus on my breathing. But I mean, I'm a huge yoga, like mind body connectivity advocate. And I believe in that like wholeheartedly, that it just, I don't know, like once you get to that space, and I mean, like for me meditating, like I'm not sitting on a hill saying om, like when people think of like meditating, like I'm literally just laying in bed or like sitting outside, and like it's just, I don't know, for me, like if there's anything on my mind, like I usually, if I'm just super stressed, the minute I meditate or if I just feel like I need it, like a timeout, my world just goes like black and I'm just like, okay, fresh, we're good to go.
Yeah.
I mean, but like I said, I'm a huge advocate for like mind and body connectivity, like that, like how it just, it's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, we're similar in that way too. I also do, I don't do it every day. That's also my, like I, routines and I don't get along. It's a miracle that I do like 10 minutes of yoga almost every morning. Like that is insane that I've been able to pick that habit up.
Yeah. Which is, so, it cracks me up how polar opposite we are. Like our thinking is exactly the same, but then like our daily lives, like how we kind of like function as humans are almost like opposite in so many ways.
Exactly.
Like you can't, yeah, like you're not big on like routines. I cannot survive without a routine. Like I feel like I would lose, like my life would just crumble if I did not have some sort of routine in my head. But continue, I'm sorry. I just had to point that out.
Oh yeah. No, I mean it's, most people do like routines. I just for some reason I just can't. But I have Headspace, which I started using it about 2 years ago, and I was using it actually every day, like sometimes multiple times a day, but that's also when I was working a really stressful job. And then I transitioned it to like once a day or every other day. And now it's not that. It's like maybe once a week, but it's honestly because I just like forget that it's there. So if I remember that I have it, I'll do it. Which is, you would think, because it's on your phone, but I just am not. I'm kind of just like spacey. So
yeah,
when I remember, it's there. But the journaling I do every day, despite anything, is I have a thing called a passion planner, which is like a specific type of planner that this woman made that has like goals and skip block schedule. It just like helps you get your thoughts out a little bit more, but it's like a calendar. And that's where I put like things I need to do and meetings and ideas. And then, so I use that one almost every day, because I, at the end of the day, will like write what I did during that day to help. That's actually a tactic I picked up in therapy. Was my old therapist was like, you should write down instead of all the things that you need to do during the day, at the end of the day, write down the things that you did do, to see how much that you got accomplished, which has been a game changer, because productivity queen over here gets really stressed out when I'm like, I have 50 million. I never once finished a to-do list in the time that I've made it, because I'm too ambitious. So I would always just be stressed. And now it's like, oh, look at all the, instead of like making the to-do list, it's like, oh, look at all the things I've done. Which is not like it every day, but that's, I didn't kind of do it. And then the other planner I have was an old coworker of mine gave it to me recently. It's called Hustle and Play. And so it's kind of like a calendar, but it's split into four categories: push, hustle, play, and move. And you make certain sets of goals based upon different parts of your life. And so every day you do a check-in about those certain goals. So like one set of goals is on moving, so like exercise. One is on play, so like fun things. One is hustle, which is like your daily work, whatever. And then push is like that thing or that project or like that thing that you think is unreachable that you want to get to. So that journal is what prompted me to launch the second season of my podcast. I was like, I've been thinking about this for so long, I just need to do it. And then I did, by making some goals.
Heck yeah. Yes, yeah. For it. I love that. I like love those like journals. Like, ugh, they're just so nice. I mean, like, I'm also big into, like, which M can vouch for this, like, huge. I recently have found that putting away my phone, like, putting away technology just rejuvenates me in so many different ways that I feel like society now is really lacking on. Yeah. I mean, I also am, like, a very physically active person, but I noticed, like, I started leaving my phone, like, in my room throughout the day, and I would just go about my day without my phone. And, like, it's crazy, like, how much you actually think about, like, you know, I mean, like, yes, social media is very important. I'm not doubting that, but I just feel like nowadays we get so caught up in it that, like, for me, it's like a breath of fresh air when, like, I don't touch my phone or, like, I'm not on my laptop. Like, I don't know, like, me personally, like, social media just really affects me in different ways. And it can be a good thing. Like, again, I'm not dissing it, but just personally, I just, that's been one of my biggest things is just leaving my phone away. Like, I think especially, like, during the pandemic, like, I just could not stand watching how depressing, like, the news was, and it really affected me. So I just had to, like, just not, you know, like, not turn on the TV, not go on my laptop, not go on, you know, my phone. And I kept walking my dog actually or going for bike rides. I think my dog was, like, so happy. Like, he was just like, yes, like 5 million walks a day. Like, this is it. Like, yeah. So, I mean, like, that's a big thing for me too. Like, for me, I just realized, like, I just personally, I got too caught up in social media. So taking a break from that, I just, you know, and, like, I always think, like, too, like, when we let go of, like, technology and we focus on, like, what we grew up with, which is, like, reading a book or, like, going to play outside and, like, you know, I mean, it's not, I'm not saying, like, I'm going to go play outside with the little kids and draw chalk, like, draw with chalk, but, like the simple things in life, really make a difference, I feel like, on mental health. And I definitely feel like this pandemic taught the world that simple is sometimes better. Like, you don't need extravagant all the time. I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, like, well, I think that's okay. Originally, when the pandemic first hit, I was unwell, as most of us were.
Right.
But now I'm like, there's no possible way we can go back to how we were living before, and that is so. That is, like, that brings me so much hope, because the state of the world before, despite what all y'all ignorant people think, was bad. It has always been bad. And finally, people are waking the up. Can't cuss on this show. It's like, we've always had these problems. So it's like, so now it's like, I'm not even depressed or angry. Like, I'm not even really just, like, sad. I'm just, like, fueled. I'm like, we are so close to making some real change.
Oh, 100%. Like, I can feel it. Like, I can feel the power, like, starting to rise, and I love it. I also think, too, like, I know for a fact, like, Em and I are so big into self-care. We believe in that so much. Like, we 100%, like, for me, like, I just think, like, it's so funny when people say, like, I know I'm going to bring this up, like, multiple times, but, like, meditation, you can literally meditate while, like, while you're in the bathtub listening to music. Like, you're meditating, like, while you're doing that. Like, you're not even, like, focusing on anything. Like, you're just enjoying the moment and, like, loving yourself and just loving that 10 minutes you have in the bath or whatever. I think that's a really big thing too. And I think that's also what people learned a lot during the pandemic is self-care. Which I love. Like, I love when people feel good about themselves. Like, it just it makes me happy, because then I just feel like everyone's more beautiful. And I mean, not that they're not beautiful, but just when you take that 5 minutes to just like be to yourself. It's just so like, yes, empowerment. Like, yes, be you. like it's just so, oh, it makes me feel good too. And, you know, and yeah, like our natural self beauty, you know, like,
yeah, it's just, it's like, it's kind of like, welcome to the club, everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel now I'm really enjoying having no, I mean, okay, here's the thing. At first I was really sad about not being able to socially interact with people. I'm still kind of sad, but like, but mostly it's kind of relieving. I don't have to do, because I'm a big extrovert and I don't have to go to a million things and put myself in all these different places and network because no one's doing that. And so it's kind of relieving. It's just, I can take a deep breath and say, okay, if I want to just chill tonight, I can. Which is a lot easier for me to say when there isn't the pressure or fear of missing out.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. And it's like funny because like speaking of like I'm a huge extrovert too. Like I love people, but then like it's so funny how like this pandemic, like I was like, it's okay that I'm alone. Like, you know, like which I think is like so weird to like say to yourself if you're an extrovert, but like I really like honestly was just like, okay, like this is nice. Like I don't feel, like you said, I don't feel like I don't feel the pressure of like having to be somewhere, or like having to go out on Friday night, or you know, I actually did enjoy it. And like, it's so funny because, so many people that like I work with, like they were just like, you know, everyone made it seem like the pandemic was so negative, but for me, I really took it as like a positive, which is like, it's weird to say because like, it is heartbreaking, like that this had to happen, but like, I really enjoyed it. Like I got back to me and what I enjoy, and I did things on my own terms and my own time. And I don't know. Is that weird?
No, finding the center of ourselves. I think that's the root of how, of being human.
Yeah.
See each other.
Yeah. Definitely. It's just weird. Like, I don't know. It's like a weird feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like there's this horrible negative impact, but then yet I was maybe like the 1% that came out like kind of feeling, like feeling positive.
I think people feel like that more than we think that they do.
Probably. I would hope so. Yeah. I would hope like the people that listen to this, which I know is very few, but that's okay. We love you all anyway. Like, I hope like it was a positive experience.
Yeah.
For everyone. I mean, like, I don't know. I know it was depressing and everything, but again, I don't know. Yeah. Mental health is just like, I think definitely too, like you and I have totally accepted mental health on like a totally different level. Like it's crazy to only like when we first started talking about like almost our different views, or like, I swear we used to always be like, okay, well, what do you do? Oh, well, you do this. Well, I do that. Oh, well, I'll do, you know what I'm saying? Like we like bounce each other's like ideas off each other. And like, I do think like, I think now, like we talked about earlier, like our generation is becoming more okay with it. And which it makes me happy. I think more and more people, if the minute you say like, I've told so many people, and I've even told you this too, like it's okay to admit like you're having a bad day. Like it's okay to admit you're not okay with something. And I think once people do that, like that's the first step in like mental health.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a doctor, but like, I just feel like recognizing it is always just like the first step. And then the minute you do, you're just like, oh, and then like, you just kind of like get in tune with like what makes you feel better.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you can go really deep, but I'm trying not to go too deep.
Yeah. Well, I also have to go. So.
Oh my God. Yeah. Holy crap.
So I guess that's where we can leave off. For those of you listening at home, I have to teach a class in 8 minutes. So
Yeah, you do.
Talking about mental health.
Yeah, right.
So thank you all for listening to our discussion on mental health. That it was just getting started, really.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, this has been a real talk. Real talk with Kate and Emily. You have anything to add?
I love it. No, I guess stay positive, y'all.
Oh yeah. Oh, what are you winning at this week? Real fast.
Physical activity.
You always say that.
No, I just realized when I said that was lame. I don't know. Minimalist lifestyle.
Cool. Great. Great, great, great. I'm winning at taking time for myself.
Boom. Solid cool. Answer. Family. Right. Good answer.
This has been For the Win. Thank you for tuning in. It rhymed. And they stay there. Everybody hands go up.